presidents, former, some of the former presidents, I'm glad that some of the former presidents, friends and allies, particularly those in the Jewish community, are pushing him to do the right thing by condemning this vicious anti-Semite, since the former president does not seem to have the honor, the decency, the humanity to do it on his own. I vociferously condemn the former president's decision to meet with this anti-Semite and urge my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to do the same.
Chuck Schumer on the floor of the United States Senate, and I must tell you, it's a little scary when you see him go to the well and start talking about Donald J. Trump. It is incredible what's going on. Kevin McCarthy, meanwhile, was on with Sean Spicer. And the big question for him is, how do you get to 218 votes, which is the majority? This was cut five, Kevin McCarthy, last night on Newsmax.
We've had a couple of these folks that say that they won't vote for you on the show. When we ask them what they want, they list a couple rules concessions that they want. Then we say, well, if you get those concessions, will you vote for McCarthy? They say, well, we're not sure. Well, then who do you want your candidate to be? We don't know that. You know, one of those people suggested Jim Jordan. He's supporting you. Marjorie Taylor Greene supporting you. Donald Trump supporting you. You've raised, what, $500 million? Some of these people, you've actually funded their races. The thing that I don't understand is I don't envy your task. These folks, aren't giving you a target. I get your point. There's no alternative. Everybody has voted for you. The conference has spoken. And as James Comer at the top of that clip said, you know, you've earned the opportunity. You were the quarterback, the coach that led him to the big game and won. So the question is, going back to what Lindsay said, you've got five people that you've laid out all your cards out there. What is it that you are able to say to them that is going to change them at this point to get you to 218?
Well, we have to listen, but you have to listen to everybody in the conference, because five people on any side can stop anything when you're in the majority. I think when you look at the past history, when Paul Ryan ran, he had more people vote against him in the conference, and then they voted for him on the floor. We got five more weeks. We're working through our conference rules today. We want to make sure that everybody has input, but we have to speak as one voice. We will only be successful if we work together, or we'll lose individually. This is very fragile that we're the only stopgap for this Biden administration. And if we don't do this right, the Democrats can take the majority. If we play games on the floor, the Democrats can end up picking who the speaker is. So I think at the end of the day, calmer heads will prevail. We'll work together to find the best path forward. And I believe at the end of the day, since I've been leader, all we've done is been able to gain seats. We have not lost seats. We've won seats each and every time where the rest of Republicans have lost. So I think at the end of the day, we'll find the right path and we'll make the American public proud of what we're able to accomplish and turn this economy back around, because we're going to focus on the people, not on politics.
Kevin McCarthy on with Sean Spicer on Newsmax last night, and he makes a lot of sense. He really honestly does. Stay with us. Coming up, we're going to talk about the U.S. Senate race with a guy that was right smack dab in the middle, Robert Eitoven from J3 Strategies, the consultant for Adam Laxalt. And we'll talk about what went into that race. Was it as disappointing to them as it was to those of us that were following the race? We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Congressional leaders with the White House today, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, after his meeting with President Biden and other congressional leaders, talks about failures securing the borders and illegal drug activity.
There's not just any city. Every city today is now a border city. Your affinity with Bakersfield now, in our own junior high. A junior high, at the age of 13, brought 150 fentanyl pills to school. It's killing our youngest generation from 18 to 45, the number one factor, coming from China.
Meanwhile, President Biden's priority list, he says he hopes both parties' lawmakers can work together to keep the government open, boost spending for Ukraine, and avert a crippling rail strike. Also at townhall.com, the financial markets will be watching several events this week for the latest read on the economy.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will speak Wednesday about the outlook for the economy and the labor market. The government also is set to release several reports in the coming days. A report about job openings and labor turnover for October will be released on Wednesday, followed by a weekly unemployment claims report on Thursday. And the closely watched monthly report on the job market comes out on Friday.
Correspondent Greg Cluxton. U.S. banning the sale of communications equipment made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE, and restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance systems, citing an unacceptable risk to national security. New rules will block the importation or sale of certain technology products, the latest in a years-long escalation of U.S. restrictions of Chinese technology that began with former President Donald Trump. On Wall Street, a mixed close, the Dow up 15 points, but the NASDAQ down 65. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercial.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. It's time to get ready for the Wranglers National Finals Rodeo, which has been a December mainstay here in Las Vegas since 1985. The rodeo begins on Thursday at the Thomas and Mack Center, where the best and the brightest in the rodeo world will compete in competitions, which includes bull riding, steer wrestling, and barrel racing. The Finals Rodeo has sold out more than 340 straight performances here in Las Vegas. go along with the National Finals Rodeo, there's the Cowboy Channel Cowboy Christmas at the Las Vegas Convention Center. The convention, which also opens on Thursday and runs through December 10th, features more than 350 exhibitors selling Western wear and art. Admission is free, with the show open daily from 9 to 4. A behavior that's mind-manipulating, grossly misleading, and downright deceitful is Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year. Lookups of the word gaslighting increased by more than 1,700% year over year at Merriam-Webster.com. The dictionary's website logs more than 100 million page views a month and chooses a word of the year based solely on data. Gaslighting.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. We do see some congestion downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Also, watch for that bridge maintenance operation. That's Interstate 15 southbound near Spring Mountain. Do expect delays through there.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. By the way, the USA has defeated Iran 1-0 to move into the round of 16, the knockout round. And an impressive win for the U.S. We'll talk about that later on. We've been talking a lot about the midterm elections. We talked about it for over a year going in. We talked about it in the weeks afterwards. But what really happened? A guy that had a ringside seat to a critical U.S. Senate race, Robert Eitoven, a good friend and the president of J3 Strategies, he joins us now. Robert, have you had a chance to take a few days to reflect on what happened in this midterm election, the Senate race with Adam Laxalt and Catherine Cortez Masto? Have you had a chance to figure it out?
I'm caught in a time warp of reflection, Kevin. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, that was a rough cycle. You know, it was one I think that we all believed. And thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it. It's always good talking with you. And there was a lot of confidence, not just in Nevada, but across the country, that voters were going to step up and reject. The inflation, high gas prices, high crime, open borders. I think Adam Laxalt ran a very strong, disciplined campaign on those issues. Those issues, of course, are even more paramount in Nevada, where our inflation rate in Nevada is double the national rate. Our gas prices are higher. The open border situations and high crime has hit Nevada particularly hard. But we just had a very, very weak turnout in Nevada. That wasn't the case all across the country, but there was a shift, there in the final days of the campaign, where independents didn't come the Republican way, as a lot of the public polling had shown. I think Adam Laxalt led something like 12 of the last 15 published independent polls in the campaign, but public opinion polls are one thing. Turnout and voting in these elections is another thing. And so I've spent a lot of time going through it. You know, one of the things that stands out most to me, and you can point, you know, you can point to a lot of things. Money is a massive, you know, predicament for Republicans to get over. In Arizona, Blake Masters was so significantly outspent. Herschel Walker in Georgia, of course, that's in a runoff. Pennsylvania, it's almost like they have unlimited money. Catherine Cortez Masto had run 27 ads before we could get our first ad up. And she ended up with 40 ads, being able to fund 40 ads to our eight, outspending our campaign 3-1. That's just a tremendous challenge to overcome, no matter what kind of possible wave you can see. And then in addition to that, you know, we had 13 of our 17 counties underperform the turnout of the last midterm election in 2018. So the 2022 midterm election turnout was lighter in 13, including in our two most populous counties, in 2022 than they were in 2018. So, you know, it was just a combination of a lot of bad luck.
I have heard the number 138,000. I've also heard 200,000 Republicans who did not vote. Does that comport with what you have seen on the ground?
Yeah, over 150,000. I mean, there's, you know, in Laxalt's case, to lose by less than 10,000 votes, less than a percentage point, that really stings. I mean, you have counties, and look, I mean, they changed the election laws, the Democrats did, in a partisan way, without a single Republican vote in the Assembly or the Senate. You've gone through this multiple times. They created a system that they excel in, and our voters, you know, as operatives, we can ballot harvest, right? Like, we know we can play the game under their rules. Our voters, however, are not accustomed to that. They, you know, we would joke in the campaign, you go to somebody's door in the final 72 hours of a campaign, say, hey, give me your ballot, I'm going to go turn it in for you. You know, you might get a shotgun to the nose and be told to get off their property. They've ballot harvested that final weekend, collected enough ballots, turned them in drop boxes and polling places. Culinary, we knew they were doing it. They were advertising that they were doing it. And I think our voters, Republican voters, conservatives, and unless we can get these laws changed, which doesn't look likely, we're going to have to learn, our voters are going to have to be accustomed to playing under a different set of rules that they gave us, with ballot harvesting, same-day registration, drop boxes, universal mail balloting, unsolicited mail ballots, you know, all stuff that we oppose, we strongly oppose. But look, that's the rules of the game today. And so, but even with all that, Kevin, just a standard midterm general election turnout like we had in 2018, we would have easily overcome the obstacles of all the ballot harvesting and drop boxes and all that. It's just, we had such light turnout. I mean, some of these counties are 4-1 Laxalt counties that went from, you know, high 60s turnout in 18 to low 50s turnout in 2022. And, you know, that's tough. I mean, you know, some people blame the weather. You know, we had big snow from Reno all the way to Elko on Election Day. We were pushing people from probably a week out when we saw the weather forecast that there was going to be wind and rain in Vegas, you know, cruddy conditions in Vegas, terrible conditions in northern Nevada. You know, we diverted the last bit of resources we had in the campaign to texting and, you know, reaching out to people, calls, live phone calls. Hey, you know, vote early so you don't have to get out in the bad weather on Election Day to cast your ballot. And, you know, it just, I think for too many people, they either didn't brave the weather or they just, for whatever other reason, they did not turn out in this midterm.
Again, Robert,
so, it's frustrating.
Again, Robert Eitoven joining us, the president of J3 Strategies. So what is the correct answer to the following question? Because I've heard three different answers to the same question. When should I vote? Should I vote early? Should I vote by mail? Should I vote old school on Election Day? What is the correct answer?
You vote how you're comfortable voting, but please vote. I mean, You know, I think mostly traditional voters, Republican voters, like to show up in person on election day. You know, we knew the numbers by Saturday afternoon after early voting ended Friday. Of all the things, I don't know why early voting ends on Friday. They should just keep early voting open through the weekend. Hopefully that is one of the changes that comes. But, you know, I think in large part a lot of Republicans don't want to vote by mail. It's a new system. But, look, they're going to have to get accustomed to voting whatever way they feel most comfortable. You can track your vote. We were reminding people and, again, spending money sending the link out for people to look up to verify that their vote had been received if they mailed in their ballot or if they voted early. The Secretary of State's webpage tracks that. So, you know, there are so many different ways to vote. The most important thing is to vote. And if under any circumstance, if you feel like you're not going to make it on election day for whatever reason, you know, you got to get there in person early or mail in your ballot. It's just however, you know, people are comfortable with it.
One of the things
and
that
Republican,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, in Republican campaigns and operatives, you know, we're going to have to get into ballot harvesting, you know, in targeting voters who haven't voted right at their doors and say, hey, you have a ballot that was mailed to you. It's probably over there on your kitchen counter. You know, you can fill that out and we could take it and turn it in for you, or you can put it in the mail today, you know, something like that. But, you know, the system does need to get fixed. I mean, Nevada's a national embarrassment in our election system. The fact that we're counting ballots that come in after Election Day, I think, is just scandalous. I mean, get your ballot in. The fact that you can go cure a ballot. Hey, look, if your ballot, if you have errors all over your ballot, should that ballot count? Should you be contacted, you know, after the election is over to, quote unquote, fix your ballot? I think there's a lot of things that I don't know if this, I don't have much hope in this legislature fixing it, even with a Republican governor. But, you know, there are definitely fixes that need to be, you know, to tighten up our election laws.
I want to ask you about something that bothered me throughout this campaign, and that was the polling. We saw Mark Robertson with polls that showed him up 10, 12 points. He ends up losing. That's not get out the vote. There's something wrong there. I saw ads, or maybe not ads, but I saw reports of public polling that showed Adam Laxalt up 4 to 5 points in a bunch of the different polls. What did you see in the polling? The internal polling, was it radically different than what we saw in the public polling?
It wasn't radically different. I mean, our internal polling showed it a very close race. We were up. We were within the margin of error. You know, we never had us up, you know, 5 or 6 or anything like that. I was involved in Mark Robertson's race. That race was never a 10-point race. He was never up more than a couple points, but he was up a couple points. And, you know, what makes a couple points difference on Election Day? A 50% turnout, you know, only you think of how many people reside in Clark County. So many of those people aren't even registered to vote. So then you take the pie of the registered voters. You know, only a certain percentage of them are Republicans. And then you take that pie and you cut it in half, only 50% showed up. And, you know, that makes a huge difference. And I thought Mark Robertson was going to win that race. I certainly thought April Becker was going to win. All of them were really tight. I don't know what the internal, I wasn't involved in April Becker's race, but I believe she was up by a very narrow margin in her polling, certainly in the public opinion polls. Our voters didn't turn out. I mean, that you can point to a lot of things. There are a lot of things to point at, and it's not that it's only, you know, X, Y, and Z and not A, B, and C. It's all of it. But I think by and large, the most determinant factor in what happened on Election Day is Republicans didn't turn out. And you know, we talked to voters the entire campaign. I mean, no one traveled the state more, hit more counties, did, you know, finished on a big 3-week bus tour all over the state, you know, and you talk to voters, you know, a lot of our voters are Election Day voters. If we often heard from people that, hey, I don't trust the post office. I don't want to put my ballot in the mail. I don't trust machines. The only way, and I'm an Election Day voter, the only way anyone can vote without using the post office and without using a machine and being Election Day voters to drop your ballot off on Election Day. Unfortunately, they just had more of them on Election Day than we did due to their culinary union and, you know, their very effective tool of ballot harvesting. You know, they were bragging that they had 400 people on the ground. Our campaign, you know, outspent 3-1. We of course, we had no ability. We don't have 400 people we can fund to go door to door. You know, you can rely on the handful of volunteers being out there you know, you hope that there's enough excitement, and typically there has been. I mean, since I was a college Republican, you know, dating myself here, 30 years ago at UNLV, you know, you always believe that it could be, you know, Christmas Eve in a blizzard and Republicans will turn out to vote. And I'm going to have to rethink ever using that again, because we literally had a blizzard in parts of the state. And we had, you remember the weather on Election Day down in Vegas, the wind and the rain, and maybe people just didn't want to go out in the elements. I don't know, but we got to do better than 50% turnout in our most populous county.
Wow. Robert Eitoven joining us. He's going to take us behind the scenes in the final days of that big U.S. Senate race. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll bet you're a lot like me. See if this sounds familiar. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like at holiday parties or Christmas celebrations? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This holiday season, it's easier than ever to get up to $5,000 at Dollar Loan Center. And, oh yeah, the first week is on us to celebrate our 25th anniversary. Dollar Loan Center is giving back this year with free loans. No fees and no interest for a full week on all new loans taken out for the holidays. It's a great way to try us out. Consider it a 7-day trial period, and you don't even need to drive. You can get up to $5,000 in around 30 minutes at don'tbebroke.com. Once approved, we have instant funding available right to your debit card. Fast, easy, and free. For a week anyway. Nice! There you have it, and there's no obligation to check how much you qualify for, and free interest for a week on your loan. Apply at don'tbebroke.com or find a DLC near you to learn about our free holiday loans.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
What's going on? This is Mr. Pink. For Black Friday, we got Challenger GTs, 2022s, up to $5,000 off. And brand new Chrysler 300. Wait a minute. Below MSRP? You know what? Forget Black Friday sale. So from Black Friday to the end of the month, we're going to do Mr. Pink special sale. We got the biggest discounts on Challenger GTs than anybody in town. Come see your man, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara for the Mr. Pink special sale at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. And don't forget to ask for Mr. Pink so I could go get you a gas card while supplies last.
Mr. Pink, baby!
We are there in your community.
Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When